Okay, thanks first of all. Thanks everyone that they came and they want to hear my story. It's not a very good story, but it's happened, you know. I went through it, and people, they ask me, why are you smiling all the time? I said to them, you know what I went through, and what I have now, I have to smile for, because God obviously wanted me to survive, because I wasn't at one morning, they knocked on our door, and they took my father to a labor camp, you know, and the Germans did that, and my mother was crying. I said, why are you crying? They take him to work. I was young, and they take him to work, but he comes back at night. So my mother didn't answer me, and I couldn't believe why I was very young. And I didn't understand why she's crying. My mother never used to cry, just did everything she had to do, you know. Anyway, I was born in Hungary. And actually, I was very hungry because before the Holocaust, Jews couldn't have any stores. They closed all the stores, the Jewish stores, and hardly we could buy food because that was not available for us. We couldn't go to some stores just to go in and buy. If you were a Jew, they didn't sell you anything, you know? And I was a Jew. I'm still a Jew, thank God, you know, that I'm here and I could tell you my experience, what happened to me, and what happened to the Jews, you know. Before the war, I born in Hungary, and it wasn't so bad. I mean, it was not good. Nobody liked Jews. They called me, that was my name, a dirty Jew. And I was a kid, and I thought every day, twice, I washed myself because I didn't want to be dirty. Till my father came, and he says to me, you're not dirty. I said, so what should I say? Should I say they're not? What should I say to them? Said, nothing. Jews doesn't talk so much. Now I'm talking. That's it. But Jews not supposed to say anything. And let them say you are a dirty Jew. And I really thought I was dirty. What's the big deal? You know, I'm dirty. So I said to my father, please, don't tell mommy. She doesn't know how to wash me because I'm always dirty. And every day, twice, I washed myself. And anyway, that was before the Holocaust. Nobody liked us. Nobody likes Jews. So I say that we should love each other because nobody likes us, okay? We have to love each other and we have to be a good Jew, you know? And I tried my best. I was 4 years old. I was standing in the window every day. This was before the Holocaust. And I was waiting for Mashiach. And one day, I look out on the window and I see a man with a beard and a bias. So I said, I started to scream to my father, "Tati, Mashiach is here, come." So he came, he looks at, he said, "That's not Mashiach, that's a good Jew. And we have to love all the Jews. And I do love them, even today. I don't care if someone from, someone is not. I just love them, you know, because I'm a Jew too, and nobody loved me because I was a Jew." One of my best friends in 1956, we were in a dental school, and she wasn't Jewish, but they wanted to throw her out from the school because she was a very bad student. And I said to the professor, "Please, don't throw her out. I help her. I'm going to teach her." So every day I gave 2-3 hours for her. And I was very busy because I went to school, the dental school, then I, you know, like, I was just very busy. And, but I gave her the time. In 1956, she went out with her father with a big sign, "Kill the Jews," you know. My father looked at and he said, "Nobody likes us. We should love each other." And that's how I feel. I don't care if someone is not religious, someone, whatever they are. If they're Jews, I love them because nobody else loves Jews. Even today, if you really realize that they don't like Jews. My sister went back to Hungary because she was 3 years old in the Holocaust. And they wanted to throw her out on the window. I ran in, I took her off from the window. And everybody told me, "You're going to be killed now. You know what you did? You will be killed." I said, "Rather me than my sister should be killed." And thank God, these two of us is alive today because they didn't realize what I did, that I took her off from the window. So I had a sister 11 years old. And she fell. We were, we fixed the garden, shoveled the snow together to save ourselves. And she fell, and she couldn't get up. So they killed her right from front of my eyes. They killed her right away. And I said, you know, I'll be killed too. So, big deal. I started to talk to God. I said, "God, if I did anything wrong, I didn't mean it. I'm going to you now, and please forgive me." And I said to God, "I love you." You know, they took me to you know, they wanted to kill me, and they took me to Germany to be killed. Meanwhile, they couldn't because they bombed the track, and they took me to Bergen-Belsen to be killed. But by the time I got there, the war was over, and they couldn't kill me because, you know, if you killed the Jews, you were a hero. If you kill a non-Jews, you went to jail. So right across of me, one man who I was when I was 2, 3 years old, we used to play together, but they weren't Jewish. But they came out, her brother and him, and we played all the time. And she killed her brother, because her brother took his girlfriend. He killed his brother. And they asked him, the Germans came, why did you kill him? He said, he wasn't my brother. He was a Jew, he said. And everybody was scared. I was young, you know. And everybody was so scared that now, because I did what I did, I will be killed, you know. But God didn't want me to be killed, you know. That's why I still love God, because He loved me. He wanted me to survive, and I survived. And from Hungary to go to Germany, I had to walk, which was a very long walk, you know. And we had to walk. And then they put us, later, they put us in a place that they would take us to the Holocaust. And I was in the concentration. They took me to the concentration camp. And I was young. I was only 8 years old, okay, at that time. And they wanted to kill me because I was young, you know. But didn't work for them. I'm here now, after so many years. And people, they ask me always, why are you smiling? Why are you smiling? You went through so much. I said, I have to smile because I have everything now, what I was hoping for. I have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and I have children, that one too, that's my child, you know. And what happened is really, the way she was born, it was like we didn't want to have children because we were scared. And my husband said to me, you know, we need one child. He should davven to us when we die. So I had my son, and a little bit later, about a year later, or not even a whole year, I didn't feel good. I went to the doctor, and I said, I have a very bad cold. Please give me some medication. He took all the needles and everything. He said, you don't have. a cohort. You pregnant. That's when I got pregnant with my daughter. You know, I said, how could I be pregnant? I didn't want to be. He said, okay, if you don't want that child, I take it away from you. So I said, please don't, because Hashem wanted me to have another child now. And I listened to Hashem. He wants it. And then my daughter was born. And we were very happy, but we were scared. Because, I tell you, 1956, they killed a lot of Jews. And that was after the Holocaust. And they killed them all because they didn't want Jews anymore. Nobody liked us. Nobody wanted us. And I didn't want to be alive either, because I said, listen, but you have two children, you can die, you know? I didn't want to die either. And I still have both of my children. I have a son and I have a daughter. And I have my granddaughter and grandson. I have, thank God, I have everything that I wanted in life, you know? And I honestly, we were scared, very scared to have them. But I said to my husband, if Hashem gave us this, we have to be very happy. And I was happy to have them. I have two children, and I love them all. I love my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Why wouldn't I love them? They are good. They're very, you know, like, they're very good to me. That's it. And that's what I wanted in life. Everybody should be good. Then, when the Holocaust started, you know, it was very hard on me, because what do they want to do? Just kill all of us, you know? But if I worked, they didn't kill me till I worked. I was 8 years old and I worked, because I didn't want to be killed, you know? And thank God I'm here today, and I talk to you, all of you, and I say I love all the Jews, whether they're from, they're not, who cares? They are Jews, and we have to love them, you know? And I do. I do love all the Jews, because to me means they announced when I was in the concentration camp, almost end of the war, they want to kill all of us. And you see, all of you Jews, so who cares if you from you not? You are a Jew, so I steal Jews, steal, you know? Which every Shabbos I go to shul, and I go out and I look at the people who goes to shul, and I start to cry. So someone comes over to me, why are you crying? I said, because Hitler didn't accomplish what he wanted. All these Jews going to shul, which meant to me everything, you know. And I still look, and I love all the Jews. I don't care. They Shimon Shabbos, they not. They are Jews, and I love them, you know. And this is the truth. Then when I got married, I met my husband in Italy. And that was very funny because we escaped, because my father told us, you and your sister has to go. And we had to go through Germany again, which was terrible for me. But we had to go. And I saw a man standing there. And he is so nice. He say hello, and you know, like, and I said hello to him, and I said, I'm so scared over here because they don't like Jews, you know? So he said to, you know, that he came and he gave me a little bread in my hand because we didn't eat. We didn't have food. We couldn't, Jews couldn't buy fruit. Go to school to buy food. And he gave me a piece of bread and we started to talk. And she came from the same place than I. He came from the same place than I came from. And, oh, I tell you, are you Hungarian? Says yes. And helped me a lot to come out. And then he was my first cousin, but we didn't know each other because he was 13 years old. They sent him to yeshiva in that time. And he survived the Holocaust, you know. And I survived that. And we didn't know. And we fall in love very much. And we went to ask a rabbi, should we get married? Will I have children? Because I want children, you know. So the rabbi said to us, you love him? He first called me in. I said, yes. Then he called in my husband, do you love her? He said, yes, I do. Said, then get married. And we got married. And we escaped from Hungary, you know. In 1956, I escaped with my sister. And we were, you know, like, we were happy then. And I thought they killed my parents. And I said to my sister, don't worry. I take care of you. I love you. We don't have parents, but I love you, and I will take care of you. And one Friday, they knock on our door. I said to my sister, don't open the door. We don't know who they are. She looks out on the window. It was my parents, you know. And she opened the door then, And let them in. It was my parents. My father had 9 siblings. And the parents, an aunt and uncles, nobody came back. Everybody was killed in the Holocaust. You know, because I saw 25 people before me. I was standing in line. I was the next to be killed. And I was talking to Hashem. And that's why he didn't want me to die, you know? And I didn't die, I'm here, you know? And who do I love now? I only love the Jews, honestly. I mean, I don't hate even who's not Jewish. I don't hate them. Because if they're good, I like them, you know. But I love better the Jews, you know, because I'm a Jew, you know. It's my name was the Dory Jew, you know. And that's, I thought, really, it's Dory. But anyway, I went. After we went through the Holocaust, it was terrible. No food, no nothing for us. And we had to work, you know? And I didn't want to work on Shabbos, really, but I had to, because otherwise they would kill me. So I worked on Shabbos, but soon as I finished shoveling the snow, killed the garden, I was davening, and they didn't want us to daven, you know. And I had a siddur, a small one, which I hide from that. From them, because they would kill me if they would see it. And a small one I put in. And that's, you know, like, that was it, you know? That I davened to Hashem and saved my life, you know? And I saved my sister's life. 2 of us is alive till this day, you know. My sister doesn't remember. Just my parents used to tell her all the time, do you know who saved your life? Your sister. So she asked me all the time, you saved my life? Why? I said, because you were my sister, and I loved you, and I still love you, even now, you know? And that was it. Then, when we liberated, after the war, we liberated, and we went to, you know, when we liberated, my mother didn't want to go back to Hungary. I'm not going back to Hungary. What they did to us, why should I go back to Hungary? We going to, we tried to go either to Israel or America. We asked for a visa for that. So, anyway, by the end of the war, we couldn't go to the train, you know, because we had no money. They took all our money away. And we was walking and walking we're not going to Hungary, but we're going back. And someone said to them, to my mother, do you know your husband is home? So we went back to Hungary. And we were there till I was almost 20 years old. We were in Hungary, and we didn't get a visa to go anywhere. So we were in Hungary, you know? And what happened is, really, we started to walk and walk and walk, that we're going wherever we're going, you know? And they want to kill us. So what difference does it make if I daven or not? I will daven. I don't care, because I'll be killed anyway. You know? But thank God, they didn't kill me. Then when we heard my father is in Hungary, we went back to Hungary. And it wasn't the best, you should know, because they hate us so much. Even now in Hungary, they hate the Jews. It's way after the Holocaust. And they really want to kill the Jews. But now they're not hero if they kill one Jews. So they don't kill them. I was very happy that my sister went back to Hungary just to see everything, because she didn't remember anything. And she came back, she said, you told me not to go to Hungary. I told her, don't you dare to go to Hungary. Don't you dare to go back there. She went, and she said, oh, my God, I should have listened to you, because they all said, what are the Jews doing here? Why did they come? What do they want? What do they want to see? Or something. Now one of my friends, parents still in Hungary, and she went back to bring them here. She bought tickets for them, everything. I'm going to bring them to America. Her parents didn't want to come, and they were killed, you know. They didn't want, because her father said, I don't speak English. I only speak Hungarian, and Jewish I speak. But he said, I'm not coming. And they killed them after the Holocaust. Today, again, they're killing a lot of Jews, you know. So this is why I say we should love each other. And I love all the Jews. I really do. I don't care. Even if someone, not from what different does it make to me, if someone grew up like that, nobody told them, or nobody teach them how to be Jewish, you know, how to be. It's not their fault. It's one of my best friends was before the Holocaust, someone who was Jewish, and she lost her parents, she lost everyone, sisters, everyone she lost. And my father said to her, "I take you back to Yiddishkeit," because they gave them to non-Jewish people to survive. Then she said, "I don't want to be Jewish anymore. What I went through, I don't want to be a Jew." And she's not. She married a non-Jewish person, you know, and her children, even though the mother is Jewish, they're Jewish, but she doesn't tell them that they're Jews. They just don't want anymore. They should be Jews. Anyone should be Jews who she knows. So she stayed there in Hungary, and she's not a Jew either, the way she acted. But I look around and I see Jewish people. I love them. I love them all. That's what I love, Jews. You know, who else should I love? You know, they all wanted to kill me. So why they want? I saw when they put the people into the gas chamber, and even now, sometimes I wake up at night and I see them, you know, and I say to myself, "Oh my God, I'm back to the Holocaust," you know, but I'm not back. I'm a Jew and I love all the Jews. I don't care what they do. They're from, they're not from. They are Jews, and nobody likes the Jews, only me. I love them. I love them all. That's it.
Any questions?
Yeah. Anybody wants to ask any question?
It's a rare moment, because there are relatively very, very few people left in the world like Mrs. Schwartz. And we're grateful that you're with us and that we're with you. So this is it's a historic moment for us. This is a time to, you know, share any questions you might have.
Okay. You're going to ask me questions. I answer. Okay.
Thank you for a very inspiring talk, but I wanted to ask you a question. How, you know, you shared in your speech that Hashem loves you and Hashem wanted to save you. How did you come to terms with people who passed away that were your friends, that were alongside of you?
It wasn't easy, but even my two of my sisters were scared, you know. You think it was easy for me to see that they killed so many people? No, it was not. But I see all Jews, you know? That's it. And I thank Hashem every day for it, that there is Jews. Hitler did not accomplish what he wanted. He wanted all the Jews to be killed, you know. And I see there is Jews here. I hope they Jews. And if not, then obviously they're very good people to come here, you know. That's, they want to hear what happened, you know. Even if they're not Jewish, I love them. Those people who cares, I love them. That's it. Yes.
You said that your parents knocked at the door and you let them in. How did your parents survive?
I have no idea till this day, because my father and my mother was not together in the Holocaust. And I tell you, I asked questions. They didn't answer. So
my father was the same, but he never told me. I know. I only through my wife I found out he told her.
Yeah.
People didn't want to talk about it.
You know what is that? It's hard to talk about the Holocaust or what you went through in life. You know. And but I say, people should know what happened.
Right.
They have to know what happened, and it's hopefully never, ever going to happen again. You think they love us here? No, they really don't. We have to love each other, you know? I love. All the people, I love all the Jews. I really do, desperately. I don't care. What, you just can't imagine if you go through what I went through, and I see the Jewish people, it makes me so happy. I'm so happy to see them, you know? Because I'm a Jew too, you know. And I thought, after the Holocaust, I thought we were the only ones survived. But it's not really, some of them survived, very few. And most of them didn't want to go back to Hungary because why should they? You know, we didn't want to go back. But if my father was there, we wanted to see. And you were not supposed to go to shul. Even after the Holocaust, you couldn't go to shul. And my father invited everyone to daven in our home. And my mother used to set the table just in case someone is coming in. They should see that everybody is coming for lunch, you know? And she set the table, she put the food out and everything, and hardly we could buy food because there was no kosher food at all, and we just, but that's how my parents were, you know. They locked the door on Shabbos, and they didn't, the door and the windows, they didn't want them to, anybody should see that we make Shabbos, you know. Yes.
Would you say you saw the same amount of anti-Semitism before the war in Hungary and after the war? The same amount?
Basically, you know, it's they didn't like us. This is the truth. They did not like us. They hate the Jews. And you know something? Someone came to me. She was sick, but she wasn't Jewish. And she wanted me to sell her a wig because she had cancer and her hair fell out. And I said, look, what if you say what you want, you know? And he says to me, I don't understand why the Jews had so much money and I don't have. I can't even pay you. You know, she says to me. I didn't know what to answer him because unfortunately my son was very sick and I paid the doctors and I paid practically every penny I had left. You know what I mean? I paid, but I tell you something. He is alive. And the doctor, right after they operated him and everything, he said, you don't, came out to me to tell me, you don't know how lucky you are. Your son would be dead in 3 months if they wouldn't find out now what's wrong with him. Because all the doctors we went before, 4 different doctors, oh, they all said it's in your head, you know? But it was nothing. Maybe it was also in his head, but the pain was there. And poor Hashem, he's alive. And I got what I wanted from life. I got my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. What else I want in life? That's...
I just had a I would like to, on behalf of everybody here, express our deepest gratitude to you, Mr. Schwartz. I don't think I could put in words the depth of the feeling that I personally experience. It's, you know, I think you taught us a lot. You certainly taught us how to love our fellow Jew.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know,
I love them all. And what is it hard for you to love them?
Oh, if we got to learn to love each other as much as Mrs. Schwartz loves every Jew. Yeah. If we can accomplish that, we'll be in good shape. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I want to, God should give you, Hashem should give you many, many, many more years in the best of health. And you should ship a lot of nachas.
And I do. You should, Bar Hashem.
And we should, you know, we should all learn from you, you know, our being Jewish and our having the opportunity to live as Jews is based upon your self-sacrifice, both those who survived and those who died. Mm. So we feel like, you know, a great sense of responsibility.
Yeah, if you are a Jew.
Yes, if we're a Jew. If we're a Jew, who's ever a Jew, raise your hand. We're all Jewish. Do you love everybody here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's terrific.
I love everyone, even if they're not Jewish. I love them.
That's wonderful.
You know, I love every person. I love the Jews because I'm a Jew. You know? But
we thank you again, and if anybody would like to speak to Mr. Schwartz, you know, one-on-one, I hope I didn't overextend you.
But, no.
You may speak to Mr. Schwartz if you want, and have a safe trip home, everybody. And refreshments are available. We're going to Davin Meyer in 5 minutes, right here in the next room.